Welcome to our morning worship service this morning. Today we celebrate the baptism of Christ, where normally we'd have the font and we'd have water and the vicar gets to just kind of spray everyone with water as a sign of renewing their baptism vows. However, it is very cold and I don't think anybody in here wants to be sprayed with water today and feel even colder than they possibly do already. So there'll be none of that today. I don't know whether you'll be glad to hear that. The Lord be with you and also with you. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries. I will sprinkle clean water upon you and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness. A new heart I will give you and put a new spirit within you. You shall be my people and I will be your God. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear the threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now when all the people were baptized, then when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in a bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, you are my son, the beloved, with you I am well pleased. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I wonder if you remember your own baptism. I would imagine that most of you here probably don't, because you were small children, and you might have a photo that somebody took of the moment, as well as maybe a certificate to prove that you've been baptized. Me, a bit like Karen, I do remember mine. I was baptized as an adult, and it wasn't until I started work as a children and families worker in a Church of England church in Eastbourne that apparently this was a bit of an issue. I will never forget the moment when the vicar at the time found out that I wasn't baptized. It wasn't during the interview. They asked me a lot of questions, but they didn't ask me if I was baptized. And she nearly fell off her seat. Such was her shock. My church history has been very varied. And at the time when we were born, we attended a Baptist church, and therefore we weren't baptized. We were dedicated to God. And then in my late teens, I attended a Salvation Army church, which again, don't have baptism as something they do. So I managed to get to the ripe old age of 36 before I was baptized. And therefore, I do remember my own baptism. Here are some pictures from me being baptized. I don't really like water. I don't like my face being in water. I don't swim very well. So if I was going to be baptized, we were going to do it properly. And we were going to do it by full immersion. Not to say that any other way of getting baptized isn't proper, but in my head, it was all in or nothing at all. So it had to be just like that. Thankfully, it wasn't a day like today. When I baptized a child or an adult, or even at your own baptism, there would have been a group of people there to see it take place. Friends, family, those that have gathered to see that special moment when the person concerned is baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the service, the parents make promises, as do godparents, and as do those who are gathered to witness what is happening. But there's none of that when Jesus gets baptized. There are three pictures that are going to appear on the screen depicting Jesus' baptism. The first one, they're all very white. It's all very European in what is happening. Probably nothing like that at Jesus' baptism. The second is a slightly more recent artwork in 2005. And then we have one more. The dove coming down upon Jesus with his arms outstretched, signifying that moment of baptism, but also that moment of dying on the cross, all wrapped up into one picture. Of all the gospel accounts, Luke has the barest of details about what actually happened that day. And the lectionary in our reading misses out four verses in the middle, which is a section about John having been arrested by Herod. We have the people questioning if John is the Messiah, and we have John setting them straight that he is not, but one is coming that will baptize with more than water, with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And then we have Jesus being baptized along with other people who have gathered, which is the first time I've really noticed that in our reading. It wasn't just Jesus on his own, but there were other people gathered with him. In a podcast that I listen to called By the Well, which is hosted by Robin and Fran, and each week they delve into the lectionary readings of the week, and they pointed that out in their latest episode. In Luke's gospel, we have no mention of John being the one that baptizes Jesus. It isn't a special occasion with just Jesus, but people had gathered together to be cleansed. The Greek word for baptize means to cleanse by dipping or submerging, to wash, to make clean with water. And in Fran and Robin's podcast, they suggest that this was a normal Jewish ritual, where people would go to be cleansed from their sins, to be made clean with water. Yet this time, something extraordinary happened. In Epiphany season, which we are in for the next few weeks, each week the lectionary focuses on God manifesting, in revealing himself in different ways to different groups of people. Last week, we had the wise people who travelled from afar. This week, we have God revealing himself to the people. We have Jesus being, if you will, being adopted by God as a sign of who he is to everyone else. Which kind of happened this week to me with these verses. I suddenly realised that the people with Jesus were also being washed clean, but they wouldn't have known who Jesus was. They would not have known his true identity as the Son of God. They might have heard the rumours from back when he was born, or at other times through his childhood and as a young adult. But they would possibly have known him as Jesus, Joseph and Mary's son. Family might have known who he was, as his cousin John did, but did anybody else? And that day he was with a crowd, but he was not teaching, he was not healing. He was not with a group of disciples following him. He was not answering questions being put to him by leaders. But he was there as Jesus, son of Joseph, to the others around him. And again, Luke's account differs from the other gospels. And it states that all had been baptized. And Jesus was praying when the heavens opened. We have the heavens open when the angels appeared to shepherds to announce the birth of Jesus. And this time, we have the heavens open for God to announce and anoint his son, Jesus. And we have a very rare moment that occurs and that doesn't really occur in the Bible, where we have Father, Son, and Holy Spirit all together at once. Luke doesn't say if others heard the voice, or whether it was audible, or it was just a noise. And then after this in the Bible, after this last verse, we then have a list of Jesus' family, the descendants, all the way back to Adam. And then in chapter 4, we have Jesus' time in the wilderness. It is from this point on we have Jesus' ministry written down in the Gospels. It all starts here, from God's anointing and the words that you are my son, the beloved. This is the moment it all starts. It's one of those liminal moments, if you were, where you move through and nothing is ever the same again. Jesus was finally able to begin his ministry here on earth and for a few short years show those who would listen what the kingdom of God was like, but also show them what God is like through what he said and what he did. We've moved on from seeing Jesus in the manger as a baby, as you see still at the front here, because he stepped into the water. And as he stepped into the water, he stepped into our lives. Lives that are not always easy or straightforward. But Jesus has entered into them with us anyway. Entered into a world affected by global warming and wildfires in California. Into a world affected by war, as in Ukraine and other places in the world where there's conflict and unjust governments. Into a world where the living costs are high and there are those who go to bed in an unheated house and not having had a hot meal. Into a world where there is pain and suffering. Into a world where there is struggles that are known only to you. Into a world where each day is new and where we can look for God revealing himself in the everyday and the ordinary. So this week, in this Epiphany season, where will you see God revealing himself to you? Amen. We bring all our prayers together as we say the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May God, who in Christ gives us a spring of water welling up to eternal life, perfect in you the image of his glory, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and with all those whom you love, now and always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.